Anytime you turn the ball over 4 times, score 10 points, and have a number of drops, you aren't likely to win many football games. The Jets went down 13-3 at the half against the Patriots, but they were the victim of some bad luck and near misses. Geno Smith had Bilal Powell lined up wide to the right, wide open on that first series, but missed the throw. Later, it appeared that Smith had fired a touchdown pass to Clyde Gates, but replay officials overturned the call and ruled Gates didn't have possession. Later, Smith and Gates just narrowly missed on a long ball hookup in the second stanza. After the half, though, Smith came out firing. He hit Gates for 34, and that helped the Jets in the field position battle. On their second drive, Smith used his legs to pick up 16. Then he hit Tone Time along the sideline for 14. And then he made a nice outlet pass to Bilal Powell for 11. Powell would later end the drive with a 3-yard score, and it was 13-10. But the green and white would never score again. Smith was intercepted 3 times in the final quarter, and that first one was a killer. The Jets had moved within field goal range, but Smith threw a little bit behind Holmes. The ball was deflected and intercepted by Aqib Talib. Smith and Brady both had tough nights at the office, but the turnovers were the difference. Smith can make every throw, and if anything, sometimes you'd like to see him get rid of the ball a little bit earlier in that pocket, but he is combat there. Defensively, the Jets wanted to get off to a fast start, but the exact opposite happened as Antonio Cromartie was flagged for a pass interference penalty on the first drive, and then a blown coverage allowed Tom Brady to hit rookie Aaron Dobson for a 39-yard touchdown. But then the Jets went pretty much into lockdown mode the rest of the evening. When's the last time you can recall a Patriots offense had more punts? They had 11 last night, then first downs, and 9 on Thursday. The Patriots had 232 total yards, and 81 of those came on the opening drive. The Pats were 4 of 18 on third down, as the defense kept the green and white in this contest the entire evening. That front seven continues to thrive, and they totally bottled up the Patriots' run game, holding them to just 2.3 yards per carry. Muhammad Wilkerson injured his ankle late in the final seconds, and hopefully, knock on wood, the news will be good there on the injury front. Dean Milner was benched in the second half because Rex Ryan wanted the rookie to watch, and both Kyle Wilson and Darren Wallace took his place in the lineup on the outside.